Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's story is what to do if your colleagues or employees have started hugging each other as a greeting, and things small business employees should never do on their computers. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Is the American office getting more touchy-feely? If this is the culture at your workplace, how do you adjust if this is not your style? Here's correspondent Jennifer Koshenka.
As handshakes give way to bear hugs, and in some corners of the corporate world, what do you do if you're not a hugger? Rachel Feinzig of the Wall Street Journal is here to give us some tips. Rachel, why is there more hugging in the office going on these days?
I mean, I think that the workplace has gotten a little bit more casual in recent years, and kind of the lines between work and life are starting to blur. So some CEOs and employees have told me, you know, they're trying to kind of be more authentic at work, take off that proverbial mask and eliminate that separation. And for some people, that means hugs.
Is it possible that germs have something to do with this, with people shaking hands and all these stories coming out about, you know, icky things passing around?
I don't know. I mean, one CEO that I talked to was at a business event, and there was a local government official there who was actually touching elbows because he had a cold, and said he went in for the embrace. So I'm not sure that it's like an effective way of reducing the spread of germs, to be honest.
Rachel, is this men hugging men hugging women hugging women, or all of the above?
All of the above. In fact, lawyers say that you really should be an equal opportunity hugger. So you should not just be hugging one gender. If you are a hugger, you should kind of spread it around regardless of gender.
But does this not open some people up to possible lawsuits or something going awry?
There was recently a case that involved kind of unwelcome hugging. It's set to go to trial next year. So this is something that some lawyers are cautioning their corporate clients about. The lawyer that I talked to urges people not to initiate hugs in the office. And he has some tips for kind of more staid and appropriate hugs. You definitely don't want to linger too much.
We're speaking with Rachel Feinzig of the Wall Street Journal. All right, you're on the receiving end and you don't want to be. What do you do?
Okay, so a workplace expert, Allison Green, who writes the Ask a Manager blog, suggested either holding something in front of you if you know that there's a hugger nearby, and also kind of turning to the side can help to shield as well.
Does that put you off with your boss, though? Could that get you in some kind of trouble?
I mean, I guess it depends who your boss is. I mean, most of the CEOs that I talked to said there's no hard feelings. If they know someone is a non-hugger, they'll go in for the handshake. And all of the huggers that I talked to said they can kind of read when someone's not a hugger. But funnily enough, as Allison pointed out, the huggers all say that they can tell if someone's not a hugger. But according to the non-huggers, that's not true.
All right. Are we talking about a hug for a job well done, a hug if you haven't seen anyone for a long time? Where are these hugs being meted out?
It depends on the company. Sometimes it's because you haven't seen someone in a while. Sometimes it's because you received a great performance review and you just immediately need to embrace your manager. At Ted Baker, which is a luxury clothing brand, the CEO has a circle around his desk that's the hug zone. And if you stand in there, then you automatically get a hug. So it just really depends.
Correspondent Jennifer Koshenka with Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig. Coming up next, what small business workers should not do on their computers. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work, wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Tech update. Businessinsider.com has a list of six things we should never do on our work computers, whether we're employed by a small business or a large one. Number one, don't save personal passwords in your work device keychain. That's because those passwords could belong to the company, technically, and they can do what they want with them. Number two, don't make off-color jokes on messaging software. They're kept on a server somewhere and can be retrievable like emails. Number three, don't access free public Wi-Fi while working on sensitive material. Con artists can set up fake networks that look real. Number four, don't allow friends or non-IT department colleagues to remotely access your work computer. Number five, don't store personal data. Again, the work device is not yours. It belongs to the company. What if the company shut its doors without warning? Erasing personal data is not exactly their priority. And number six, don't work on your side gig while at the office. Again, it can legally be recorded by your computer. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips perhaps for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.